Okay, now I have the pleasure to welcome to the cafe a truly exceptional band. The band is making their first appearance here tonight. They're based in Boulder, Colorado. And they bring with them some of the freshest, most unique bluegrass music you ever want to hear. Could you please make welcome Hot Rise?
Well, hi.
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 I got you on my mind.
Too deep in his preaching days are true. Oh, sweet mama, daddy got
got them deep elm blues. Oh, sweet mama, daddy got them deep elm blues. Put your money in your socks, send good luck, and women throw the men out on the rocks. Oh, sweet mama, daddy got them deep elm blues. Oh, sweet mama, daddy got them deep elm blues. Oh, sweet mama, daddy got them deep elm blues. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, we're the Hot Rise Band, and we only dress up like this when we play these really obscure folk clubs out in the woods and these way out in the country. Normally we don't look like this, but I'm going to introduce the boys in the band here real quick. Over on the guitar with the nice brown guitar tonight, and the brown suit and the ducks on his tie. From down in Texas, he now lives up in Boulder, Colorado. He's... Toast, Texas. They don't know about Texas toast out here. And he's sometimes known as the man that time forgot, or the bluegrass mystery, or a man trapped in a world he didn't make. Would you please welcome Charles Sawtelle on the guitar. Give him a big hand. Charles Sawtelle. And a veteran town crier performer. I think he played here once about 10 years ago. Dr. Banjo. He's a famous guy. The king of the Niwot sound, cuts his own hair. Peter Wernick on the banjo. And over on the mandolin, he's originally from Wheeling, West Virginia. This is getting pretty exciting. Whoa. He is a former Colorado and Wyoming state fiddle champion. His favorite color is green. He has a new beard. Oh my God. Likes to think of himself as the star of the show. Tim O'Brien on the mandolin and fiddle. Tim O'Brien. And back on the bass, a fellow does a fine job. Originally from Dutchess County, New York. It's too incredible to be true, but Red Hook is a wonderful town over there on the Hudson River. And friends, that's where I'm from. And now I live in Boulder. So this is a treat to come back here for me. My name is Nick Forrester, and I'm the bass player. All right. We're going to do one that's, it's okay, it's 110 volts, is all right. This is on our new record. It isn't quite out yet. It's one that Tim made up about spooky nights in New Mexico called Land of Enchantment. Thank you. you. All right, how many Flattened Scruggs fans we got out here tonight? Well, we're going to do one that you might not have heard before. It's on a 45, and we got it on our new record, which will be out in the summer. And it's called I Just Ain't. I ain't gonna worry who's kissing you when I'm far away, because I know when the tomcat's gone, all the mice will play. I ain't gonna worry what's going on when you're out to paint the town. I ain't gonna worry where you stay when you're out running around. I just ain't.
Just ain't.
I just ain't.
Just ain't.
Just ain't. I ain't gonna watch for you to come in, go to sleep instead. I ain't gonna follow you where you go, walking down the street. I ain't gonna care who's the other guy that you go to meet. I just ain't.
Just ain't.
I just ain't.
Just ain't.
Don't come back, I'll get along all right. I ain't gonna mind little living alone, I'll still sleep at night. I ain't gonna worry when you go and when you say goodbye. I'll find someone else to love, I ain't gonna sit and cry. I just ain't.
Just ain't.
I just ain't.
Just ain't.
Just ain't. It's time for our little theme song now, and this is the time where we explain why we got the name Hot Rise, and it, all those of you who already know, bear with us for about a minute here while we explain. Is everybody paying attention?
Don't spoil it for
everybody else. Friends, Hot Rise is the secret ingredient in Martha White flour and makes everything you bake come out perfect if you use that product. Better biscuits, cakes, and pies with Martha White self-rising flour with Hot Rise, except for the fact that it's all enriched and bleached and filled with chemicals and lard and kinds of terrible stuff. To tell you the truth,
hey.
I shouldn't say this. If the representatives from Martha White are out there tonight, I'm sorry. But I don't use this stuff myself, but it's a wonderful bluegrass product. And Hot Rise is a secret ingredient in it, and we stole the name from them, and we're going to do a little commercial for them. And I don't think they sell it around here anyway, so it doesn't matter. But here it is.
Plastic.
Ow. You do it.
Okay.
Now you bake light with Martha White.
Yes, man.
Oh, goodness gracious, good light, Martha White.
Martha White.
You bake better biscuits, cakes, and pies with Martha White self-rising flour.
That one all-purpose flour.
Martha White self-rising flour's got hot rise. Bake better biscuits, cakes, and pies with Martha White self-rising flour.
That one all-purpose flour.
Martha White self-rising flour. It's got hot rise. All right. Well, thank you, folks. It's time for a guitar tune. We're going to get Charles to play one. He plays on our record. It's called The Durham's Reel. Thank you.
Charles Sautel on the guitar.
Well, friends, back when I was living around here in Dutchess County, I used to go up to the Fox Hollow Folk Festival in 1969 or whenever I first started going up there. And there was this attitude, you know, and I had it too, that bluegrass musicians were kind of that fast, insensitive kind of music, you know, where they drive the shiny cars and they wear the crazy clothes and they're not relaxed and honest and sort of soul expression, you know, it's just kind of insensitive stuff. And, of course, there is some of that. There is an element of truth, you know. And what I'm trying to say, just to prove that we're not like that, that we are, in fact, all folk musicians at heart, we're going to do a sing-along song now, and you can all help us out on this one. And all you have to do is every time Tim sings, mind your own business, and you just go that, say the same thing, mind your own business, right after him. It's very simple, basic folk music. Right?
Just watch us.
That's what it is.
One, two, three.
Is your wife and I are fussing, buddy, that's all right. 'Cause me and that woman got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business?
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
When you mind your own business, then you will be mine and mine. Now that woman on my party line's a nosy thing. She picks up her receiver every time it's my ring. I said, mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
When you mind your own business, then you won't be mine and mine. Introspective folk banjo. Got me a gal, she wears her hair up high. The boys all whistle when she walks by. Why don't they mind their own business?
Mind your own business.
Said mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
When you mind your own business, then you won't be mine and mine. Other people's business seem to be high tone. I got all that I can do, just mind my own. I said, mind your own business.
Just mind your own business.
When you mind your own business, then you won't be mine and mine. Now here comes the Doctor of Darkness. A honky-tonk around a 2 or 3. Brother, that's my headache, don't you worry about me. I said, mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business,
and you won't be mine and mine. Think about it.
Now we're going to do, this is another one from our first record. It's one that Tim made up, and it's a love song. It takes place about 100 years ago up in the state of North Dakota. Actually, it never takes place. It's not a true story. So, it's a wonderful story. It's a shame it's not true. It's called Nellie Kane.
Thank you.
down and came. She was living in a lonely cabin with a son by another man. 5 years she had waited for him, as long as a woman can, as long as a woman can. I don't know what changed my mind. Till then I was a rambling kind, a kind of love I can't explain, that I had for Nellie Kane. Took me on to work that day to help her till the land. In the afternoon we planted seeds, in the evening we held hands, in the evening we held hands. And her blue eyes told me everything a man can want to know. And it was then I realized I would never go, I could never go. I don't know what changed my mind, till then I was tall. I became a father to him, and she became my own, she became my own. I don't know what changed my mind, till then I was a rambling kind, the kind of love I can't explain, that I had for Nellie Kane, that I had.
Thanks a lot. I told you before that Tim is a former fiddle champion, so we're going to give him a chance to show off on this next one. And it's a good old-time standard. The grandmother of all the old-time numbers, Sally Gooden.
Thank you. right. Thank you very much, folks. Sally Gooden. All right. Well, you probably noticed that the Hot Rise Band is in the process of leaving the stage. And the thing is, folks, we get really exhausted playing that song, and we just get so tired that we just have to relax for a while, take a rest, mop our brows, and go back to the bus for a little relaxation break. But we realize, you know, you're sitting here alone in the dark, you know, you want something to look at, so we have another band here for you. In fact, the Red Clay Ramblers gave them a little plug. And this is a bunch of guys that travels around with Hot Rise in the back of the bus, and we always like to have them come out and show you a little bit of what they can do. They come all the way from a little border town up in the northwest, a little border town called Wyoming, Montana. And they play a kind of music that's real popular up there. It's known as country swing or western swing or something like that. And these are sort of older guys. We hope you'll treat them nicely and give them a warm welcome and so on. They're a real long way from home. Here they are. In fact, here's the star of the show himself. And he's got his boys with him for the next 16 minutes. So I hope you'll make them welcome. Here they are, Red Knuckles and his Trailblazers.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Mighty fine, mighty fine. I'm Red Knuckles, and we're the Trailblazers, and we're glad to be here for the next 16 minutes for your listening and dancing pleasure. If you want to dance, you got to go outside, but you can listen in here. Like the man said, we're from up in Wyoming, Montana, a little border town about 35 miles southwest of Red Lodge over Oil Surface Highway. So come up and see us sometime if you ever up that way. It's good fishing, and we're usually hanging around at Skeet's General Store or over at the E Cafe. Anyway, here's one called The Traveling Blues.
A one, a two, are you ready? Know what to do, boys?
Yeah. I had a dream last night, but I dreamed a good guy was gone. When I woke up this morning, she really had done me wrong. Well, I know it ain't fair. My good darling done caught her. Ladies and gentlemen, on the standard guitar, Wendell Mercantile. And at the electric table, Waldo Otto. Hey, my baby been a trifling around just about a week, I know. Several my friends, they came up and they told me so. Well, I guess she found a new man, so now I can understand. Well, that's why I'm going away. I'm leaving today. I'm bringing my baby back. If that eight-wheel driver don't jump that railroad track, well, I'll take her from that man and bring her home if I can. Baby's gone, but I hope it won't be long. Yes, we'll both be on that train, my baby coming home again. She been a trifling around, but now she done showed the man down. That's why I'm going away. I'm leaving today. I'm bringing my baby back. If that eight-wheel driver don't jump that railroad track, well, I'll take her from that man and bring her home if I can. Yodelay, yodelay, the traveling blues. Thank you, folks. We're going to do one now about a big fish in a small pond. A guy got a offer for another job in another city, but he couldn't leave his normal job because he was a star in his own hometown, which is what Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers are like in up there in Wyoming, Montana, when we're around. And this is called Kansas City Star.
One.
I got a letter just this morning. It was postmarked Omaha. It was typed and neatly written, offering me a better job and higher wages, expenses paid in a car. But I'm on TV here locally, and I can't quit cause I'm a star. Yeah, I'm on the TV, grinning, wearing pistols and a hat. Well, it's a kiddie show, and I'm the hero of the younger set. And I'm the number one attraction of every supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha, thanks a lot. Kansas City star, well, that's what I owe. Yodelie-lay, you ought to see my car. It's a big old Cadillac, wire wheels, rhinestones on the spokes. I got credit down at my grocery store. My barber tells me jokes. Hey, I'm the number one attraction of every supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha. Thanks a lot. Kansas City star, oh, that's what I hold. Yodelie-lay, you ought to see my car. It's a big old Cadillac, wire wheels and solid white leather interior. A man in Red Knuckles' position, you know, could never settle for anything inferior. Hey, I'm the number one attraction of every supermarket parking lot. Hey, I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha. Thanks a lot. Kiss Day Bye for Betty Boop Cartoon. Just a minute after station identification. We're going to do one now as on a record that we got out that's for sale up there. We hope you, if you don't already have it, take it home with you. And, I want to introduce one of the members of the band we didn't meet yet. A fella from across the border from Wyoming, Montana, in a little town called Montana, Wyoming. Make welcome Slade on the bass. Works in the gas station over there in Montana, Wyoming. Anyway, we're going to do this one that is about a farm boy that has a beat-up jalopy. He likes to hot rod around in it when he's done with his farm chores. Got some. It's just an old Model A, but he's got some hot rise mud flaps and some Red Knuckles fuzzy dice and design. I don't know. It's got all the good stuff on there. Leopard seat covers. He goes down and picks up Betty Sue at the drive-in.
That's my favorite tune.
That'll do, right?
Tired.
Well, friends, Red gets awful tired, you know, riding in the back of the hot rise bus, and sometimes he has to let me talk on the microphone.
And he had to wash all the windows today, is what happened. That's why he's so tired.
Well, I'm done.
He's a very important.
I'd like
man.
To thank those nice boys in the Red Clay Ramblers for lending me these nice glasses. They said they look so good, and I believe them.
Both pair. It's really you, Wendell. It's you.
Which ones did they want
to be? All right. Cadillac and Model A.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. You caught it.
Well, I'm a paid country boy and I work on a farm. I mind my own business, I don't do no harm. The time it rolls around, it's that time of day. Got a Cadillac to town in my Model A. Got a Cadillac to town in my Model A. I'm gonna ride down that old Main Street, well, while the four cylinders are setting that beat. And the people will look, and I'll hear them say, listen to the Cadillac and Model A. Now listen to the Cadillac and Model A. Now we gonna dance till the break of day. And that Cadillac come in my Model A. The Cadillac come in my Model A. Now on the way home I'm gonna stop and park, cause I know my baby gonna wanna spark. We'll make love till our wedding day. Cadillac to the altar in my Model A. We'll Cadillac to the altar in my Model A.
All right, well, we got one more here on the Hot Rod stage, and we thank the Hot Rod boys for letting us sit in. We don't mind washing the windows on the bus while the bus is moving and staying in the back of the bus where there's no bunks and kind of back by the fumes and stuff. It's okay, and you may wonder why we travel with them is, you know, when I tell you all this. Well, the reason is, folks, that Martha White Foods Products has us out on the road with Hot Rod. You know, they sell the better biscuits, cakes, and pies made with Hot Rod, but we sell another product from their catalog, which is Trailblazer dog food. And matter of fact, folks, we have some sacks of out in the bus if you're interested for your puppy. If he's gnawing at your feet and he wants something to eat that's got some meat, give him some Trailblazer dog food. Bow Wow is good, right, boys?
Bow Wow, it sure is good.
Folks, we, and as a matter of fact, if the wages at Hot Rise pays us, we have to eat it ourselves. Eat it and like it. All right, it's good with hot water, and bowl in the morning does it. We're going to take it out with one called I'm Stealing Back to My Old Time Used to Be.
A one, a two, a one, two, three.
Now I put your arm around me like a circle around the sun. You know I love you, baby, when my easy riding done. You don't believe I love you, look at the fool I've been. You don't believe I'm sinking, look at the hole I'm in. Stealing. Stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. Hey, I'm a stealing back to my old time used to be. Hey, I got me a woman my size and height. She's in bed loving me, don't you treat me all right. You don't believe I love you, look at the fool I've been. You don't believe I'm sinking, look at the hole I'm in. Stealing, stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. Hey, I'm a stealing back to my same old used to be. Dust, I hate to leave you, baby, but leave you I must. I don't believe I love you, look at the fool I've been. They don't believe me, singing, look at the hole I'm in. Stealing, stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. Hey, I'm a stealing back to my old time used to be.
arm around me like a circle around the sun. You know I love you, baby, when my easy riding done. I don't believe I love you. Look at the fool I've been. You don't believe me singing. Look at the old I've been. Oh, stealing, stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. Hey, I'm a stealing back to my same old used to. Stealing back to my same old used to. Stealing back to my old time used to be. Thank you.
I'd also like to thank those Red Clay Ramblers for giving me this wonderful little hat. I really appreciate they've got my best looks in mind, and I appreciate their interest. And we had the chance to play with those boys just the day before yesterday in Philadelphia, and that's when they told me they'd have some of these things for me. And bow wow, that's good. I'll work on that. Oh, Mr. Werning's back.
Dr. Werning.